Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings right here on 103.3 KUMD. Hey, howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. So today I'm going to give you a whole list of things because, of course, Small Business Saturday is this weekend as a celebration of all the amazing local craft and fine arts that we have in our community. But at the end, I'm going to make you tell me three artists that you're very, very thankful for, because I have three. If you don't have three, I have three extra that I'll tell you about. But I'm going to give you some time while I go over my list of Small Business Saturdays.
Excellent plan.
Every single gallery in town is open for business and open for fun. Lots and lots of them have treats and hot chocolate. Ryan Tischer has a pop-up gallery. There's the Chamber of Commerce Downtown Business Council gave away storefronts this year for the months leading up to Christmas. And Ryan Tischer is one of them. He's a photographer in town and just a fabulous photographer. 10 to 8. His is right on 5 West Superior. Stained Glass by Colette. This is Colette is a stained glass artist. She's opening up her home, sharing it with 8 other artists. That's on London Road. So if you look up Stained Glass by Colette, you'll find hers. Ico is having a exhibit and sale of items that lead to winter good life. So all sorts of things that will make the upcoming cold bearable. Studio 15 in Lydia is having an open studio to show off all the classes and artists that she's celebrating. Vickery Distillery, I love this one, is going to have a crafts and cocktails evening on Saturday from 4 to 7. It'll feature David Moriera, who's an amazing printmaker, Chris Monroe, and lots of Hemlock's leather goods, so you can have some cocktails and shop. And then there's the gallery stroll. So Dan Neff and his Lake Superior Art Glass is open, the Duluth Art Institute, Lizards, Waters of Superior, CDs, and Art Doc will all have a celebration of the artists that they support and show off. So make it a tradition with your family to go out on the Saturday after Thanksgiving to downtown and all around the town in Duluth to celebrate those artists. So who you got for me, Lisa?
Well, I don't know whether I did you one better or did you one worse, but
uh-oh.
I went back in my mind. All right, first of all, I'm going to confess. I have two illustrators that are going to count as one. Because these people are illustrators, and I understand that there's a little conversation in the art world about whether or not an illustrator is an artist
they
or not.
They count. I think they count.
Two illustrators who entertain me, touch me, move me. One with her art and her words that she puts with them, and the other just the artwork, Mary Englebright and Norman Rockwell.
Nice.
Then two works of art that move me to tears that I can stand and stare at and keep having a sense that I'm seeing more and falling further and further into the painting. One is Master Bedroom by Andrew Wyeth.
Okay.
The second is Calling the Buffalo by Bev Doolittle.
Nice. Oh, so, that's great.
As a matter of fact, I don't know if it's an original, but I did see the Bev Doolittle painting at a museum this summer and made sure that I snapped. When I go to museums now, I make sure that I snap the little card that says the name of the painting and the artist. And I know that there was a painting that really moved me that I saw when I visited New York a couple of years ago, but I didn't get the little card, so I don't know who the artist is, but it's a great way of being able to then go back and find the work online, and even if you make it your computer wallpaper, it's fun to just be able to look at it again.
And you're so right, when you see it in person, there's nothing like that, and falling into that painting and getting lost, and it's an incredible experience. So my three are Rodin made me fall in love with art history and become an art historian, his Burghers of Calais. David Lefkowitz is an artist in the Twin Cities. He blends that line of illustrator. A lot of the work that he shows in galleries is drawings, but he made me appreciate drawing as an art form. And then Corey Archangel just makes me laugh. It's just fun. I love artists that can make us laugh, too. That's so, so incredibly important. So I would encourage everyone to think of three artists that they're thankful for. It doesn't have to be visual arts, but they enliven our life and make our life worth living. And this holiday season, I'm thankful for all of the artists that do that for us.
What a great idea. Annie, you're a genius. We'll talk with you again next Monday, all right?
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Mondays right here on Northland Morning.